Wednesday, February the 2nd. Lucas arrived at our house this evening demanding to see Rosie. My father said that Rosie was busy and couldn't be disturbed, but Lucas started shouting, so my father let him in to stop the neighbours talking. Lucas said, "Pauline, I want to see my child," and my mother went very pale. My father sat down on the sofa and said weakly, "Pauline, tell me that Rosie is mine." "Of course she's yours, George," my mother replied. Lucas took out his diary and said that he and my mother had slept together on March the 13th when she went to a protest march in Sheffield. My father shouted, "Adulteress!" "I'm not an adulteress," my mother said, and started to cry. Lucas tried to put his arms round her, but she gave him a karate chop on the back of his neck. Everybody had forgotten I was there until I ran from the room saying, "I can't stand this eternal insecurity." On the way to my room, I passed Rosie in her cot. She was playing with her feet. She didn't know that they were discussing who her father was downstairs. Thursday, February the 3rd. It seems that during the month of March last year, both my parents were having secret relationships, which resulted in the birth of two children. But my diary for that period only has entries about my childish 14-year-old problems. Pandora is giving me all her help at this time of crisis. She is a true friend. Friday, February the 4th. I had to spend the day in the school doctor's room as I felt weak in the first lesson. The doctor asked me if there was anything wrong at home. I started to cry. "Adults have got complicated lives, Adrian," the doctor explained. I said that parents ought to be moral and have principles. "That's a lot to ask," the doctor replied. I made her promise not to tell anyone that she'd seen me crying. She let me stay until my eyes were normal again. Saturday, February the 5th. Lucas continues to torment us. A lawyer's letter arrived today. He's going to take us to court unless he's allowed to see Rosie. Decided to go and see Grandma. I didn't tell her about Lucas. Another shock could kill her. She said that after the stick insect scandal, her hair fell out and hasn't grown back. This explains why she was wearing her hat in the house. Tuesday, February the 8th. My father won't talk to Pandora's mother, who's a marriage guidance counsellor. Rosie's getting a tooth. Saliva comes out of her mouth all the time. She looks like a mad dog. I don't know how I'm surviving the long school day. I'm walking around like a smiling robot, but inside I'm very sad. The trial period for my mother and father finishes today. The two parties have agreed to an extension. Saturday, February the 12th. The atmosphere at home is terrible, so I went to see Bert. I cleaned the house and took Sabre for a walk round the park. Barry Kent and his gang were there, but with Sabre by my side, I didn't feel afraid. Sunday, February the 13th. It's Valentine's Day tomorrow. I don't think I'll go to school. I hate being the only kid who doesn't come into the classroom with lots of cards. I know I'll get one from Pandora, but that's not the same. I've been going out with her for more than a year. Monday, February the 14th, St. Valentine's Day. Got four cards. One from Pandora, one from Grandma, one from my mother and one from Rosie. Wonderful. I got Pandora a Cupid card and a mini box of chocolates. Lucas sent Rosie a card. My parents didn't bother this year. They're saving their money. Tuesday, February the 15th. Pandora isn't speaking to me because I stupidly wrote best wishes in her Valentine's card. She said it was a sign of our deteriorating relationship. I think she could be right. I don't like her so much anymore. She's too clever for me. Thursday, February the 17th. I wrote a poem on the toilet wall at school today. The poem was about the future. Or rather, the fact that there isn't one. I thought it was a good way of making my stupid classmates more politically aware. Friday, February the 18th. I was sent to the headmaster today. He was told about my toilet poem. I asked him how he knew I'd written it. He said, "You signed it, idiot boy." I've been suspended for a week. Sunday, February the 20th. Barry Kent and his gang came to my house today. Kent said, "We're going to town. You can come if you want." I was feeling lonely and depressed, so I went. Hung around the deserted shopping centre with Barry and the gang. At the moment, I enjoy being with criminal types. Barry kindly gave me permission to call him Baz. Monday, February the 21st. Baz took me home and introduced me to his family. Mrs. Kent asked, "Aren't you the boy who's had all the scandal?" "Yeah," I replied, "that's me, but so what?" Mr. Kent told me to be more polite to his wife. I immediately apologised and remembered my manners. I got up and offered Mrs. Kent the only chair in the room that wasn't broken. I had a nice meal with the family, chip sandwiches with tomato sauce. When I got used to the strange smell in the house, I was able to relax for the first time in weeks. Tuesday, February the 22nd. I got a note from Pandora. She wrote, "Adrian, as you seem to prefer the company of criminals like Barry Kent, I think we should finish our relationship. You've chosen a different way of life from the one I want for myself. Thank you for the good times. Pandora Braithwaite." Spent the early part of the evening standing outside the pub with the gang. I made amusing observations about girls walking past and made the gang laugh. They call me Brains. Friday, February the 25th. Mrs. Kent has decided to have some new furniture, so the gang and I went to the rubbish tip to see what we could find. We came back with two almost unbroken kitchen chairs, a basket for the dirty clothes, and a rug. We're going back tomorrow with Rosie's pram to get a washing machine. Saturday, February the 26th. I borrowed the pram, but unfortunately Rosie was in it. We had to take her out and carry her while we pushed the pram with the washing machine in it, but she didn't cry. Mrs. Kent was delighted with her new washing machine. Mr. Kent took out the old motor and started cleaning it on the rug. Mrs. Kent didn't say a word. My mother would have been furious. Monday, February the 28th. Rosie's got her first tooth. My finger is still bleeding. Spent the evening outside the Chinese chip shop, throwing chips about with the gang. I haven't read a book for ages. Instead of reading about life, I'm living it.